I called Sportsman's Warehouse sales associate Tim Dulaney and asked him for a recommendation for a rifle for deer and elk, and should the hunter use different rifles for each species. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Not necessarily. Quite a few people will shoot just one caliber. My wife's a 270 fan. She's had one forever. She's got a really nice Winchester that was rebuilt for her many, many years ago, and she's killed everything with that caliber from coyotes to bull elk. I shot a 270 for years, did the same thing. I went to a 7 mag, and that's what I've used for the elk and the deer. A lot of multi-role rifles. I don't think that you have to have two guns to pull that off. There's probably been more animals killed in this state with 30-06 than any other caliber.
Having heard that, I asked him if he had 30-06s in stock.
I've probably got 7 different brands on the shelf right now in that caliber.
Next, I called sales associate Al Strupp, who is an absolute expert on firearms, and he offered this as advice.
I'm just going to tell you what I would do. I typically, if it's any kind of a large animal, I won't shoot it if it's over 300 yards. I'll try and get closer. Now, that's just me, because I like to make an ethical shot. If I was hunting goat, I'd probably go with something like a 260, 280, 270, maybe a 6.5. I don't know what caliber you got available to you. I'd want to do at least a 130, 140 grain bullet, maybe. I don't know what you're shooting. And then the scope, when you're shooting 300 yards, people want to get all cranked up with 18, 20 power and stuff. If I'm shooting 300 yards, I'm probably not even over maybe 6 power. You have to remember, the more you magnify, the more you magnify the mistake if you miss.
This is David Sparks for Sportsman's Spotlight.